Europe.
Odessa's beaches. Come in, the waters demined. Ukraine's seaside resort is tanning again.
Threats of missiles, drones and mines might ordinarily put holidaymakers off their buckets and spades. But nothing is so simple in Odessa, Ukraine's resort on the Black Sea. 2.5 years into war, its beaches are alive again with speedos and grandmothers selling corn on the cob. Trains and hotels are sold out weeks in advance. Prices for the most expensive rooms have shot up to $1,000 a day. Observing the bronzing bodies from behind his easel is Valentin Zakachenko, a 74-year-old artist. He's not so interested in the sea, that's merely the background to his portrait of a young man sunbathing. He's much more interested in watching the seemingly relaxed people. "Don't be fooled," he says. "The state of war is present in everyone's soul right now." Fazil Askerov, a hotelier at Nemo, a 5-star resort, acknowledges the oddity of sunbathers just a few hundred metres from Odessa's heavily bombed port infrastructure. The city's tourism chiefs reckon this year's season is 3 times busier than in 2023. Ukraine's ban on military-age males leaving the country has left few holiday alternatives, Mr. Askerov says. Creative real estate agents have taken to marketing apartment rentals by saying they are on the non-drone-facing side of town. Nonetheless, all of Nemo's glass-fronted penthouses on the vulnerable seafront are booked. The authorities began clearing mines from city beaches as early as April, but that doesn't mean they're entirely safe, says Captain Dmytro Pletenchuk, a spokesman for the Navy. Russian missiles often miss their targets, and storms wash mines towards the shore. Encounter one in the water and you're a goner. The probability is low, but it's real. The tourists largely ignore the water. Few head to air raid shelters during alerts. Not every beach has shelters close enough to run to within the 3 minutes of warning before a ballistic missile lands. Sasha, a taxi driver, says people worry more about drones, though Russia hasn't sent many in the past 2 months. But that's no reason for complacency, thinks Sasha. My guess is that they're modernising drone stocks with jet engines. Idle speculation? Not necessarily. With a smile, Sasha produces a military pass. He is a serving air defence officer. Driving a cab is a side job. Back in his cluttered studio, Mr. Zakachenko says his painting might be an allegory of the city's future. He's not sure how it'll turn out. He marks a line across the sky above the young sunbather. See, the line could be a crane, flying lyrically, beautifully, he muses. Or it might be something quite different.